Yeah, that the zombie thing originally was, it was more about a person who had like part of his spirit taken, or a spirit taken, you know, so just soulless, missing something. But we all have that in our cultures. Every culture's got something like that. And the description of why empathy disorders happen. You know, so my mob, we call it living ghosts. You know, someone just becomes a living ghost. They lose part of their spirit. But no one's born missing it. You know, they do the wrong thing, and yeah, and they lose that part of their spirit, and they're hungry forever, you know, these living ghosts. Yeah, I don't want to reanimate them. That's just those narcissists that are around all the time, and they can't ever get enough. And that's the entire wealth class. And, you know, I don't think there's anything. I think the world's alive as a motherfucker. It's, the world's fine. We need to, like, we don't need to reanimate that. It's always working. But then, you know, we need to deanimate the wealth class, probably. You know, I keep hearing about all this. You know, peaceful process. We've got to be non-violent, 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 non-violent. You know, we have law, and it's good. It's always designed to bring people back into proper relation. And you can even do it with those living ghost ones. They can be looked after. You know, but if they keep raping and killing, doing the wrong thing, then, you know, usually then they'll end up with a spear in the leg or a spear in the shoulder. And the idea then is that, you know, it's not the spearing as a punishment, like, don't do it again. It's like, well, now you have to be looked after for a couple of months because you won't be able to get your own food, you know, so you got to lie down there, and then we got to look after you. And then they learn over a couple of months of, you know, what it is to be cared for and how important that is. And that, you know, one day someone's going to have to wipe their ass. Every one of us, you know. And so it might be nice for them to get around and wipe a few asses themselves and learn how to, you know, get that part of their soul back, their spirit. Then if they can't do it, though, we've got Death Spear. And the Death Spear, it's got, like, them chunks, you know, like crystal or volcanic glass or something. So when it goes in, doesn't matter where it hits you, you know, there's shards come off. I got one at home. I made one. I'm ready. But I wasn't there at the Camp Sovereignty at the right time, unfortunately. I did say, yeah, you'd like try that anywhere north of Sydney, and you know, try that in Brisbane or Bundaberg or in the towns, we'll see what happens. Anyway, so we got this Death Spear, and yeah, that's just like, not finish, kill, finish. Sometimes that has to happen. It's not great, but, you know, it has to, because they take so much from everybody else that then they create living ghosts. They damage people so bad that they lose that part of their spirit, and then they start doing that to their kids, do that to other people. You know, it's just fucked. And, you know, yeah, it's a bit of an epidemic of that at the moment. But, you know, most people can come back. But I don't think anyone in the wealth class can. I just think it's time for Death Spear and all of that. And, yeah.
Death Spear and all of that.
I can't do it, though. I did it on my own one night after the referendum. And, I'm on good behavior. You know, so I can't do it. That's going to have to be somebody who doesn't have